Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Hey, good morning. I want to welcome you to chapter 21, lesson 21 in the Creative Study Methods course. This is the last chapter, and it's on the typological method of study. So the objectives of this particular lesson, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory, define the typological method, and list four general groups into which all Bible types are classified, and you're going to do a typological Bible study. The key verse is found in Hebrews 10:1, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect." So this chapter explains on how to study the Bible by the typological method. The method is also referred to as a study of types. The method is defined and explained as an example provided in the four further study section, and you're actually given an opportunity to do a typological Bible study. So in definition of typological, to understand how to do a typological study, you must first understand what the meaning of the word type. There are several verses in the Bible which explain the meaning of a biblical type. The key verse of this chapter in Hebrews 10:1 speaks of the law having the shadow of good things to come. Shadow is one word to describe a biblical type. A shadow is an exact outline, although the details may be dim, and sometimes it contrasts the thing that casts the shadow. Figure is another word which describes type. We find that in Romans 5:14. "Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, which is the figure of him that has to come." So according to the verse, Adam was a figure of someone else who was to come. The meaning of the word figure is similar to that of type. Adam was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ who was to come later. The offering of sacrifices for sin in the Old Testament was a type of the final sacrifice for sin, which was to be offered by Jesus in the New Testament. We find that in Hebrews 9:8-9. "The Holy Ghost thus signifying that the way unto the holiness of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time that present in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did not service perfect as pertaining to the conscience." So pattern is another word describing biblical types. We find that in Hebrews 8:4-5. "For if we were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God that he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount." So each of these words, shadow, figure, and pattern, all contain the idea that we refer to when we speak of types. A type is a person or thing in the Bible which God used to present some other person, thing, or event that would appear in the future. So it was a shadow, a figure, or a pattern of that which is to come. So when we study these types, it's called a typological Bible study. We study a person, a place, event, or thing when we study the thing of which it is a type. In a way, types are like prophecy. They are given an advanced view of what is to come in God's future plan. So like prophecy, some types have been fulfilled while others remain to be fulfilled. Although the type is important in itself, it has a greater significance in the future, a person or event which is represented. So types are physical pictures of spiritual realities. For example, the experience of the children of Israel being healed from the bites of serpents is an actual Old Testament event. Now, the Old Testament account is found in Numbers 21:6-9, and it tells that the serpents bit the people and caused many of them to die. And Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who looked at the bronze serpent recovered from the serpent's bite. This event is a type of the death of Jesus. And we find that is found in John 13:14-15. It says, And as Moses lifted up the serpent into the wilderness, even so the Son of Man be lifted up, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So many of the truths of the Bible are so simply stated that a child can understand them. There are many truths that have hidden riches or of secret places that require more intense study to understand. The typical teachings of the Bible are like hidden riches. You must take time to search out these truths to discover the richest teachings of the Word of God. So all types fall into four general classifications: persons, places, events, which are historical or ceremonial, etc., or material things. So here's an example of the method. One of the greatest types of the Bible is found in the Old Testament personality of Joseph. So if you read the story of Joseph found in Genesis chapters 37 through 50, Joseph was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many events in his life which were a pattern of those which would be in the life of Jesus. So these are noticed in the following chart. So we find in the study of Joseph, he was a shepherd. He was well beloved by his father. He was hated by his brothers. His brothers rejected his rulership. His father took notice of the future plans, just as Mary did concerning Jesus. His father sent him to his brothers. He was willing to do his father's will. His brothers plotted against him. As a case of Pilate and Jesus, a leader, Reuben, tried to find a way to deliver him. He was stripped of his beautiful robe. He was sold for silver. He was sold by Judas in Greek. He became a servant. He resisted temptation. He was condemned by false witnesses. He suffered, though innocent. He was with two sinners in his suffering. One delivered and one was not. He came up out of the grave of prison. He saved the world from death. His brothers gained access to the king through him. He had a Gentile bride, and he showed a forgiving spirit. And you can see the verses next to that in your book for each one of those. So Joseph's life was important in itself, but it was also a pattern of an even greater life which was to come in the future. The greater life was the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will notice on the chart that the space provided for references under the column heading Jesus Christ. Complete the topographical study by finding references in the gospel which tell of similar events in the life of Jesus. So the first one is done as an example for you. So go ahead and follow this as an example of typological Bible study. Joseph being the type of Jesus, after you complete the self-test and use the four further study section of this chapter to do your own typographical study. So that concludes this lesson, and go ahead on to the whole next course. And go ahead and do your final exams in the exam center and join me for the next class. God bless.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.